WMFO Medford.
Baby Shark, do 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 do. Baby Shark, do 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 do. Baby Shark, do 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 do. Baby Shark, Mommy Shark, do 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 do. Daddy Shark, do 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 do. Grandma Shark, do 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 do. Grandpa Shark, let's go hunt. Do, 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 do. Run away. Do, 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 do. Safe at last. Do, 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 do. It's the end.
Hey everybody, it's Chris Earle. It is August 12th, 2020. Welcome to Time Travel.
Was a fiend before fiend. I became a teen. I melted microphones instead of cones of ice cream, music orientated. So when hip hop was originated, fitted like pieces of puzzle, complicated. Cause I grab the mic and try to say yes, y'all. They try to take it and say that I'm too small. Cool. Cause I don't get upset. I kick a hole in the speaker, pull a plug, then I jet. Then I back then to the lab without a mic to grab. So then I add all the rhymes I had, one after the other one. Then I make another one to diss the opposite, then ask if the brother's done. I get a craving like I fiend for nicotine, but I don't need a cigarette. Know what I mean? What I'm raging, creeping up the stage, and don't it sound amazing? Cause every rhyme is made and thought of, cause it's sort of an addiction. Magnetized by the mixing. Vocals, vocabulary, and verses just stuck in. The mic is a drain, no, volcanoes erupting. Rhymes overflowing, gradually growing. Everything is written in the code so it can coincide. My thoughts are God. 48 tracks to slide. The invincible microphone fiend, Rakim. Spread the word. Cause I'm N-E-F-F-E-C-T. A smooth operator operating correctly. But back to the problem, I got a habit, you can't solve it. Silly rabbit, the prescription is a hypertone. That's heroin, I fiend for a microphone. Like heroin, soon as the bass kicks, I need a fix. Give me a stage and a mic and a mix, and I'll put you in a mood. Or is it a state of unawareness? Beware, it's the reanimator. A menace to a microphone, a lethal weapon or assassinator. If the people ain't stepping, you'll see a part of me that you never seen. When I'm fiending for a microphone, I'm the microphone fiend. After 12, I'm worse than a gremlin. Feed me hip-hop and I start trembling. The thrill of suspense is intense, you're horrified. But this ain't the cinemas of tales from the dark side. By any means necessary, this is what has to be done. Make way, cause here I come. My DJ cuts material. Grand Imperial, it's a must that I bust any mic you hand to me. It's inherited, it runs in the family. I wrote the rhyme that broke the bull's back. If that don't slow him up, I carry a full pack. Now I don't wanna have to let off, you should've kept off. You didn't keep the stage warm, step off. Ladies and gentlemen, you're about to see a pastime hobby about to be taken to the maximum. I can't relax, see I'm hype as a hypochondriac. Cause the rap be one hell of an antidote. Something you can't smoke, more than dope. You try to move away but you can't, you broke. More than cracked up, you should've backed up. For those that act up, need to be more than smacked up. Any entertainer, I got a torture chamber one-on-one, and I'm the remainder. So close your eyes and hold your breath, and I'ma hit you with the blow of death. Before you go, you remember your scene. The fiend of a microphone, I'm the microphone fiend.
I'm the microphone fiend.
The microphone fiend. The microphone fiend. The microphone fiend.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Yay!
You're about to time travel.
A little time travel show, yeah.
You got Chris Earl with time travel, 5 to 7.
Time travel will take over the controls and titillate your ears.
Hello, I'm Clint Eastwood.
Yo, this is Ice-T.
I'm Paul Newman.
This is Alec Baldwin.
I'm Morgan Freeman.
Hey, everybody, it's Barack.
Off in 1988, we started out with brand new Richard Cheese from 2020 with Baby Shark, and then we had Eric B. and Rakim. This is Big Audio Dynamite's Time Travel.
Yeah.
of the 99 here on Time Travel. Now one of my favorites from 1988, Fine Young Cannibals. On Time Travel. Oh my goodness, where's my voice? Where did my voice go? Where did my voice go? It's like I'm a teenager all over again. Dancing to this one by Nana Cherry. Actually, I wasn't dancing. I was a wallflower. But I watched the girls dance like a creep.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce the hi-hat. Go on. That's good. Now the tambourine. Right now. Whoo! Yeah! DJ! Who's that gigolo on the street with his hands in his pockets and his crocodile feet hanging off the curb, looking all disturbed at the boys from home? They all came running, they were making noise, manhandling toys. That's the girls on the block with the nasty curls, wearing padded bras, sucking beer through the straws, dropping down their drawers. Where did you get yours? Me.
That Nana Cherry, she's good. She's demanding too. She's like, now the tambourine. Now the tambourine. Like, who commands a tambourine like Nana Cherry? Nobody. 1988 here on Time Travel. I don't know what's next. Let's listen.
Hi, my name is Joe, and when I'm not sending Craigslist escort ads to my neighbor's unprotected Wi-Fi network printer, I listen to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO Bedford, Mass. And if I may be so bold, I'd like to request Talking Heads.
some peaceful oasis. You got it, you got it. This was a Pizza Hut, now it's all covered with daisies. You got it, you got it. I miss the honky tonks, Dairy Queens, and 7-Elevens. You got it, you got it. And as things fell apart, nobody paid much attention.
Here on Time Travel, let's go to another place. Get you a little culture the next few minutes. It's Time Travel. Thank you.
Modest Petrovich Migorsky, the great gate of Kiev here on Time Travel, comrades. Let's go somewhere else.
Care what the weatherman says. When the weatherman says it's raining, you'll never hear me complaining. I'm certain sunshine. I don't care how the weather vane points. When the weather vane points to gloomy, it's got to be sunny to me. When your eyes look into mine. Oh, jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Oh gosh, all get up, I'd to get so lit up. Gosh, all get up, I'd to get that size. Oh golly gee, when you turn the heaters on, woe is me, got to put my cheetahs on. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers have hypnotized, yeah. Where'd you get those eyes, gate? Where'd you get those eyes, that's? Where'd you get those eyes? Papa, da dee da do 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 yeah, there's eyes.
If I were king of the forest, not queen, not duke, not prince, my regal robes of the forest would be satin and not a cotton and not chintz. I'd command each thing, be it fish or fowl, with a woof and a woof and a royal growl. As I click my heel, all the trees would kneel, and the mountains bow, and the bulls kowtow. And the sparrow would take wing. Fie, fie, were a king. Each rabbit would show respect to me. The chipmunks genuflect to me. Though my tail would lash, I would show compassion for every underling. Fie, fie, were king. Just king.
Each rabbit would show respect to him, the chipmunks genuflect to him,
and his wife would be queen of the May.
I'll be monarch, and all I shall reign. I shall reign. Ha 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 ha.
Your Majesty, if you were king, you wouldn't be afraid of anything?
Not nobody.
Not know-how!
Not even a rhinoceros?
Imposterous!
How about a hippopotamus?
Why, I'd thrash him from top to bottom.
Supposing you met an elephant?
I'd wrap him up in cellophane.
What if it were a brontosaurus?
I'd show him who was king of the forest.
How?
How? Courage. What makes a king out of a slave? Courage. What makes the flag on the mast to wave? Courage. What makes the elephant charge his tusk in the misty mist or the dusky dusk? What makes the muskrat guard his musk? Courage. What makes the Sphinx the seventh wonder? Courage. What makes the dawn come up like thunder? Courage. What makes the Hottentot so hot? What puts the ape in apricot? What have they got that I ain't got?
Courage.
You could say that again.
For courage is the thing of kings. With courage I'd be king of kings. The whole year round I'd be hailed and crowned by every living thing.
The original Lion King there with If I Were King of the Forest, and the great Louis Jordan before that from a movie called Going Places from 1938. What am I talking about? It was Louis Armstrong, not Louis Jordan. I'm messing up my black people. That ain't good, especially in 2020. Louis C.K. with Jeepers Creepers. Louis the 14th with Jeepers Creepers. Louis Farrakhan with Jeepers Creepers. Jeepers Creepers. Where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers Creepers. Where'd you get those eyes? Good stuff from 1938, 39 there. Kind of makes you wish you were there. Yeah? That's what time travel is all about. Just going back and it's like, okay, I'd rather hear Bert Lahr sing a silly lion song than Elton John and Tim Rice banging on a piano. Rather listen to Louis Armstrong and jazz thing than Ariana Grande talking about her boyfriends. Anyway, time travel's here with you until 7. It's hot. It's been hot. Continues to be hot. I already did my hot show for the summer, so I figured I'd do time travel today. Still got some great stuff for you. And I got some stuff you're going to be like, eh. But what are you going to do? It's subjective. Just like comedy. Comedy's subjective. Music's subjective. Life is subjective. I hope you're doing well. Most of you. Chris Searle here with you. Time travel till 7 p.m. Next is Burt Lancaster with If I Were King of the Forest. It's Burt from Ernie and Burt with If I Were King of the Forest. Burt Reynolds with If I Were King of the Forest. Burt Convoy. Burt Convoy with If I Were King of the Forest. That's enough.
End up with Sean, but he wasn't a match. Wrote some songs about Ricky, now I listen and laugh. Even almost got married, and for Pete I'm so thankful. Wish I could say thank you to Malcolm, cause he was an angel. One taught me love, one taught me patience, and one taught me pain. Now that shit's amazing, I've loved and lost. But that's not what I see. So look what I've got. Look what you taught me. And for that I say, thank you next. Thank you next. Thank you, next.
Next.
I'm so fucking grateful for my ex. Thank you, next.
Next.
Thank you, next.
Next.
Thanks, next.
Next.
I'm so fucking grateful for this break. For that I'll say thank you, next.
Next.
Danke, next.
Next.
Thank you, next.
Next.
I'm so fucking grateful for my ex. Thank you, next.
Next.
Gracias, next.
Next.
Thank you, next.
Next.
I'm so fucking grateful for my ex. Ariana, call me.
Richard Cheese with Thank You, Next from his new album. Next is Midnight Oil. Ah! Oh my God. What was that? Woo. If I had a mask on, that would have just been right in my mouth and nose and would have vomited on my own spittoon. I had like yogurt in my mouth too. Jesus, it went flying across the room. I think I swallowed a peach.
Welcome to Gadigal Land.
Gadigaland, the new single from Midnight Oil. Let's go back 27 years to 1993. I'm going to give you some more Midnight Oil right here. One of my favorites from Earth and Sun and Moon. Feeding Frenzy here on Time Travel.
God knows. God knows. Hey everybody, this is the boss. And when I'm not walking the streets of Philadelphia, or hanging out in New Jersey on the Jersey Shore, having a Pasolini pie, and having a cigarette and a beer, I listen to Time Travel with Chris Earl and WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
Bruised and battered, I couldn't tell what I felt. I was unrecognizable to myself. I saw my reflection in a window and didn't know my own face. Oh brother, are you gonna leave me wasting away on the streets of Philadelphia? Stone. I heard the voices of friends vanished and gone. That night I could hear the blood in my veins, just as black and whispering as the rain on the streets of Philadelphia. Kiss, or will we leave each other alone like this on the streets of Philadelphia?
Today, I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. We're seeing things in a different way, and God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise. Yeah! We're living on the